A very good morning to each and every one of you who are joining us in this worship service. What an awesome God that we worship. The Lord Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Because Jesus is the same, dear friends, no matter what, you and I can depend on Him because He's our constant hope. And this God wants to give us hope. Like the psalmist, not only He leads us beside still waters, but even though we walk through the valley of darkness, the Lord is there to guide us and to be with us. You know, today's passage is a very powerful and an interesting passage. I've entitled today's theme as The Next Journey, Walking the Road Less Traveled, from Jeremiah chapter 6. Verse 16 to 20. Let's pray and ask God to help us as we spend some time looking at God's Word. Father, we thank You for Your Word. We realize that, God, that we live in a world, there's constant change that's happening. There's so many paths over there, Lord. We want to hear Your voice. And we want, Lord, You to be the shepherd of our lives. Lead us, guide us, and help us. In Jesus' most wonderful and loving name we pray. Amen. You know, I came across an interesting and a thought-provoking story of a young and a successful executive who was traveling down a neighborhood street. He was going a bit too fast in his brand new Jaguar. As he was driving, he was watching for kids. As his car passed, you know, no children appeared. But instead, a brick smashed into the Jaguar's side door. Can you imagine a brick smashed into his brand new Jaguar side door? Immediately, he slammed on the brakes and reversed his car to the spot where the brick had been thrown. The angry driver literally jumped out of his car. He grabbed the nearest kid and pushed him against the car, shouting, "You know, why did you do this? What's wrong with you? What has happened to you? Why did you throw this brick? It's going to cost me a lot of money to repair." There was a lot of frustration. But the young kid was very apologetic. He said, "Please, mister." He said, "I'm so sorry. I didn't know what else to do. I threw the brick because no one else would stop." With tears dripping down his face, he pointed to a spot around the parked car. It was his brother. He said, "My brother has rolled off the curb and fell out from the wheelchair, and I can't lift him up." And he said, "Could you please help me? Help me to get him back into his wheelchair. He's hurt and he's too heavy for me." The young executive swallowed his anger. He lifted the boy into the wheelchair. Then kid looked at him and said, "Thank you very much. May God bless you." The young man simply watched the boy push his wheelchair-bound brother down the sidewalk. He walked back to his brand new car. Doesn't look the same. The damage was so noticeable. But very interestingly, this young driver never bothered to repair the dent. He kept the dent there to remind him of this message. Don't go through life so fast that someone else has to throw a brick at you to get your attention. Don't go through life so fast that someone else has to throw a brick at you to get your attention. Today, my friend, the Lord You know, He speaks to us. He whispers to our souls. You know, He wants to guide us. He wants to be our shepherd. And He wants to show us the way. But the choice is to us whether we want to listen or we want to live the way that we want to live. The people of ancient Judah in this particular passage were at a crossroad. They could either turn toward God or they could continue down a broad path of self-destruction. Likewise, I think some of us would say, you know, we are also in a crossroad. I am in a crossroad, you might say. It's about my vocational decisions, about my career. Should I be, you know, working in this environment or should I be taking this direction in my life? Or maybe you're in a crossroad about the goals for your future. Or maybe about your marriage, about your moral convictions. Or maybe in the past few months, it was a rough journey. You do not know what to do. Life has been difficult or challenging. Or maybe you have hit some major potholes in your life. Or some would say, you know, staying on course, it's becoming impossible. When I look at the passage, God could have easily ignored these people. But because of love, because this God is a God who's full of grace and mercy, He wants to guide His people as He usually does, my friend. And God gives them simple but profound words. And I believe, you know, the word that was given to them also speaks to us. And let me read Jeremiah 6:16. And this is what the Lord is saying. Thus says the Lord, stand by the roads and look and ask for the ancient paths where the good way is and walk in it. Let me repeat, you know, this, the Lord says, you know, stand by the roads and look and ask for the ancient paths where the good way is and walk in it. The first word that God is saying, He's saying stop. In other words, He says stand. The Lord says, you know, you need to stop. And to reflect. It's a time to reflect. The stop sign is very common, particularly in intersections, right? And roadsides and pathways. Because accidents usually happen at intersections, my friend, because someone is failing to stop at the red light. Or maybe in today's language, we, you know, we use the word time out. We tell our kids, time out because I need to talk to you. In the sport arena, you will realize this is a very common phrase, time out. It's a change of game plan. Let's review. Let's reflect. The people of Judah was at a crossroad. And God wants them to stop, to pause, and to consider the path, their lives, and the journey they have been taking. Anyway, when you look at the history of Israel, right, beginning from the Exodus from Egypt, you realize they faced many crossroads. Unfortunately, they repeatedly chose the wrong path. Instead of worshipping the true God, they were wanting to worship the golden calf. During the time of the judges, you know, they chose to worship Baal instead of the God of their fathers. When you look at the historical accounts, you tend to see during the kings of the northern kingdom of Israel chose to worship idols instead of the God of their forefathers. And God has to finally punish them by sending the Assyrians to destroy their kingdom. You know, what was wrong? Why did God want them to stop? Were they not giving sacrifices to Him? Yes, they were giving sacrifices. How's their life? Let's look at the passage. In verse 20 of chapter 6, we read, and this is what the Lord is saying. You know, what's used to me is your frankincense that comes from Sheba or sweet cane from a distant land. He says, what's use? All these offerings, he says, your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices pleasing to me. There was something wrong in their motive. Their hearts were not right. And when you look at in verse 13, you know, you see there was a lot of pride in their life. There was a lot of gains that was happening, wrongful gains. Let's read. It says in verse 13, you know, for from the least to the greatest of them, in other words, everyone is greedy for unjust gain. From the prophets to the priests, everyone deals falsely. You know, even the prophets and the priests were giving them false hope. They want to live according to the world system. Dear my friends, you know, when I look at this passage, I believe, you know, God is not only speaking to the people during the time of Jeremiah, but this passage is also relevant in the world that we live in today, because we hear so many voices, popular voices, that distracts us from living a life that will please God. You know, God wants us to stop and to reflect and to not rush forward. When was the last time that you paused to reflect on your decisions? When was the last time you paused to look at the priorities in your life, the path that you have taken, my friend? Because your future and my future will be shaped by the direction in which we go. How wonderful, you know, if we would be like Mary, who took time to sit at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And how wonderful if we would do what the psalmists have said in Psalm 46 verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. A time to surrender. You know, God wants us to stop and to reflect and to seek what He wants us to know. You know, the second word, when you look at the passage, it's very interesting. He says, look. We tell our kids, particularly when crossing the road, we ask them to look at both sides. Why? So that they will be able to assess whether is this the right time for them to cross, the right moment for them to make the decision. And so when you look at the passage, you know, it's very interesting that God wants them to look not only at their lives, but, you know, the journey in front of them. When I was working on this particular text, I was just reminded of the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 7, where the Lord Jesus is speaking about the narrow and the wide gate. When speaking about the wide gate, the Lord says, you know, the gate is so wide, it's so popular, and it's easy. You don't need much effort, but unfortunately, it leads to destruction, and there are many who take that particular route. But the Lord Himself is encouraging us and challenging us to enter through the narrow gate. Though it is narrow, it might be hard and challenging, but it gives us joy, it gives us peace, and it leads us to life. But there are only few who find it. We live in a world, you know, it's about trending, what is popular, what is most spoken about, what people are doing. And many a times, I know there's a lot of things that's happening that draws our attention away. Proverbs, we read in Proverbs 4, 25 to 27 onwards, he says, let your eyes look straight ahead. In verse 26, he says, give careful thoughts to the paths of your feet, for your feet. And be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the left or to the right. Keep your foot from evil. Yes, the Lord wants us to look, wants us to discern. And not only that, my friend, we thank God for His word, because the Lord says, you know, ask. Where should we ask and what should we be doing? The next word is the word ask. Many a times when we do not know the directions or we need help, we ask for help. And the Lord says, you know, ask. In verse 16, it goes like this. Ask for the ancient paths where the good way is. Two interesting words that we see here. First word is the word path. In other words, it's a walking trail. It's been worn down because many people of the past have actually taken that particular road. It was traveled by the ancestors or even the elders. It might look torn or old, but it doesn't mean that it is old, but it means it's timeless, my friend. And that's what God reminds them. Secondly, you look at the word way. So here the author is saying it's about our life, entire journey. Our life is a journey. And very specifically, he's speaking about, you know, about the moral and religious character of a person. And how we should be living in this world. And we read this in Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. And it speaks about what God wants us and how we should be living in this world. And so God is urging them to go back to the faith of their forefathers. And God is urging them by asking the prophets, in other words, like Isaiah, the writings of the prophet, Ezekiel, Daniel, to know the will of God and find the way that God wants to lead His people. Dear friends, there are moments in our life that, you know, sometimes we feel, right, we are just going in circles. Or maybe we are not making progress. Because the world is trying to pull us into different directions. And that's the reason, you know, Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14, he says, be careful. Be careful, he says, because even we can be carried away from a wrong teaching or a wrong doctrine. Today we can be driven by our emotions, our desires, or our peers, but we should always be directed by the Word of God. And we thank God for the Word that has been given to us. We have access to God's Word, my friend. And God wants to speak to us. We need to ask Him. We need to dive into scriptures. We need to dwell in the scriptures. We need to chew on God's word. And it gives us life. How wonderful if each and every one of us, like King David, would every day say what he said in Psalm 25, right? He says in verse 4, Lord, show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are, no God, my Savior. And David also says in verse 9 that God guides the humble in what is right and teaches them His ways. And he speaks about His ways. He says, all the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful. What a wonderful God that we have, my friend. We have access to God's word. And God has given His word to us. What do you do when you know God's word? When you know for sure this is what God has been speaking to you. God has been just convicting you. What do you do? And the Lord says the next word is walk. In other words, in verse 16 He says, and walk in it. Walk in it and you will find rest for your souls. The Lord wanted these people to walk in the path that He was showing them through the prophets and also through Jeremiah, my friend. Because when they walk in the path that God is showing them, it will give them peace, it will give them joy, and the presence of God will be felt in their journey. You know, when I look at this text, I'm just reminded, you know, that God wants not only these people to walk, but God wanted these people to teach the coming generations too. You read it in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 to 7. And the Lord have said this again and again. But most of the time, they've forgotten. And let me read Deuteronomy 6, 6 to 7. It's a very powerful text. And the Lord says, you must commit yourself wholeheartedly to these commands that I'm giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you're at home and when you're on the road, when you're going to bed and when you're getting up. In other words, God wants this generation, you know, to pass on the message that God has given to them, my friend. We know the love of God. We have experienced the love of God. And we have an important task. It's to impart what we know to the coming generation so that they will love God and walk in His path. You know, when you look at the text, many times we say, you know, what is the end result? In verse 16, you read, and the end result is, and when the Lord says, when you walk in it, you will find rest for your souls. I think that is the greatest needs of every human being. We need, you know, we need rest. The rest here means that we will have fellowship with Him. When we have fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, the joy of God, the presence of God is felt in our life, my friend. And we know for sure that He is guarding our life, our way. And finally, we will have eternal life. We will arrive at the destination that has been planned for us. And we will find rest for our souls. Before I pray, let me conclude by sharing a true story that took place in history. It happened during World War II. It's called the Battle of the Bulge. There was a group of German soldiers who were very shrewd. And these German soldiers, they dressed themselves in the uniforms of the Allies. Not only with their uniforms, but they used the American military vehicles and went through the German countryside, changing road signs. They went everywhere, changing road signs. Finally, when the American troops came to the various crossroads, they were fooled by the road's signs and they were led into a wrong direction. They took a different path. This deception by the Germans almost gave them the victory in that particular war. Just like those German soldiers who caused confusion by changing a few signs. You know, there are so many signs in this world. It looks nice from the outside. It can be very deceiving, my friend. You know, it does not mean that the path that is well traveled by many is the right path. It does not mean that the path is so popular in today's world is the right path. There are moments in our life that God wants us to take the path that can be challenging, it can be hard, can be difficult, but it leads us to life. And so, my friend, stay in the ancient path, and God will is there. You know, after hearing all these words from Jeremiah and the Lord speaking to these people, how did the people respond? It's shocking. In verse 16, and the verse 16 ends like this. They said, you know, we will not. We are not in this. We have made our decision. We will go the way that we want to go. It's our way. I believe the Lord is asking us the same question. What's our decision, my friend? We know God's word. We know what the Spirit of God is speaking to us these days. But what's our decision? Our future will be shaped by the direction in which we go. I want to pray. I want to pray for all of us that, you know, that we will take time to stop, to reflect, to look around, and to be careful, and to ask God for help, and walk, because we know that is God's path, and we are not walking alone. The Holy Spirit is with us. Just walk along with us, and God is with us. And let me pray. Let's be our prayer that we will seek Him. Father, we thank You for Your Word, O God. We thank You that we have access to Your Word. Your Word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And we thank You, Lord, that You are the way, the truth, and life. Lord, as we read Your Word, we pray that each and every moment that You will speak to us, O God, and give us the spirit of obedience to live a life for You. We thank You, Lord, that we are not alone in this journey. We have Jesus. We have You with us, O God, and we praise You for that. In Jesus' most wonderful and loving name we pray. Amen.